Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Brittany, where it's a pleasure to serve than be served. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. As you all know, it's your lady of the hour, and I want to say thank you all so very much for joining me today on the WPGR Network. It's a Funkadelic Friday kind of day here on My Inheritance, with a special edition, and we're having a birthday celebration. Today's special guests are very dear to me, and I am so excited to honor them by celebrating their birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my twin aunts, Nina and Tina Jackson. Nina and Tina, are
Hello.
You ladies there?
Yes.
Hello.
This is Tina.
This is Nina.
Hey.
Hey. How are y'all?
We're good.
Blessed.
Yay. I was expecting y'all to say something like, you know, like on TV where it's like 1, 2, 3, yay, or something, you know, jinx. I'm so excited. How do y'all feel? Y'all glad to be on radio?
Girl, I'm feeling
excited.
Like a celebrity.
Okay, wait. Let's get to know y'all. Okay, so Tina's a short one. Say your voice. How do you feel, Tina?
I feel honored. It's a blessing.
Awesome. And Nina, you're the tall one. How do you feel?
Girl, I'm feeling fabulous.
Fabulous. Well, I'm so very glad. I got a special treat for you guys. Some people want to sing happy birthday to y'all, okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, ladies. That's my homeboy, Stevie Wonder. Y'all know him?
Yes.
We said that together. Yes.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Twins for you. That's twins for you.
Yes. Well, you know, we are so honored to have y'all. We actually know that Tuesday, July the 21st, is y'all's actual birthday. Other than this event, due to economical disasters and other things, we're all practicing safe distancing. How do y'all plan to celebrate your day in the pandemic?
Nina, you can go first.
Okay, well, aww. With Tina being in Michigan and I'm being in Alabama, I am having some great friends. I have two great friends that has given me a dinner. We're actually going to a restaurant called Cosmel. My two best friends that's going to give it is Aura McDaniel, and my girl, my bestie, is Tracine Freeman. They're setting up Cosmel for me, and it is just going to be wonderful. So what I'm going to do is pretend as if Tina is there because everything is set up under Nina and Tina. So they didn't, even though she's not here, they're not leaving her out.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Sweet.
Isn't that so sweet? Well, I will be social distancing at the beach. I've decided to spend my day at the beach. Nothing really big planned, just by the water, relaxing. That's it.
Well. Make sure y'all got y'all's mask on. Y'all put them seatbelts on. And save you some cake.
Always.
I can't handle this. This Nina talking, I can't have no mask on when I get ready to do my wine. There's not a birthday party without some Moscato wine.
Okay.
I know that's right. Can I have which one, Nini?
Which one of the wines Moscato's gonna have?
Yes.
I'm going to have, this is the top brand from Olive Garden. It's called Castella del Pongeon.
She put me on the
shadow. I want some of that.
She'll send you some, I'm sure.
I'll make sure I get a drink in for you too, twin.
All right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call Nina Nini. I call Tina Titi. I used to call Nina Mama back in the day. We're just going to start off by asking you guys some questions. Let's start with Tina. I've never gotten them mixed up, but let's start with Nina. If given the option at birth to choose between being a fraternal or identical twin, which one would you choose and why?
I would to say it identical scripture charts just in case I wanted to trick somebody. I would be like, Tina, would go in my place. They would never know. They would never know.
Right. Wow. T.T., if you had to choose, which one would you choose at birth, fraternal or identical?
Identical.
I would choose identical too. Okay, Tina, is it true that one twin carries the other's pain? And if so, what does that mean?
Yes, I carry Nina's pain. She doesn't carry my pain. And we found that out when she broke her thumb, and I was having a lot of pain mm-hmm. in my thumb. She came to the house and she was like, my thumb is broken. I was like, I felt that pain. And she burned her back. I felt that pain. Sometimes, like when the show first started, we said the same thing at the same time. And then sometimes uh-huh. we pick up the phone to call each other at the same time. I just call it a magical mystery between twins. I can't explain it, but it does happen. Uh-huh. It is very real.
Wow. So, were there ever days that y'all didn't want to be twins?
No.
I love being a twin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really? That's my first best friend. Exactly.
Yeah. And I can truly say I was scary back in the day, and my twin always was at my rescue. Still is. You know, it's like if I need something, I call Tina. If somebody want to whoop me, I call Tina.
Right.
She has always, even though I'm
girl,
the
don't
biggest.
Feel bad. Don't feel bad. Everybody in the family called me.
She has always taken up for me.
What you say, Brittany? What you say?
Show do. Well, you know, I have a little surprise for you guys. I have a special celebrity guest who wants to say happy birthday to you, ladies.
Okay.
Oh, go shout it. It's your birthday. Ooh, it's your birthday. Go shout it. It's your birthday. Today's your day. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Make a wish.
Usher said, make a wish.
Ooh, yeah. Happy birthday.
They said, make a wish.
That was Usher. He said, make a wish.
I did make a wish.
Oh, wow. You know, I just wish that I could be with Nina on my birthday. On our birthday.
That's what I was wishing.
Oh.
Because, you know, actually, this weekend, we were supposed to be together. This was our family reunion in Michigan this weekend.
And she had gotten a ticket, but our family reunion was canceled because of COVID-19. So so she just canceled the ticket and didn't get to come.
Right.
Well, look at God.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Well,
don't
he do
it? Y'all know who Usher is, don't y'all? Yes, he will. Every time. Now, I've heard that one baby was hiding behind the other. Was like kind of like a pop-up surprise. So who's the oldest?
Nina is the oldest. My parents didn't know they were having twins. So I was a surprise.
I was 8 pounds. Tina was one. The doctor came
Two pounds.
The doctor came out and told my parents to prepare for the worst for Tina.
Wow.
Yep, they said I wouldn't live. Yeah, they said I wouldn't live through the night.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And so it don't matter what they say, because God got the first and the last say. That
amen.
He sure do. Wow.
And I'm a witness. That's my testimony.
Amen. What did the doctor actually say to Granddaddy, Abba Jackson?
He said that because my father wanted to know, was one of the babies a boy? And he said, nope, but the last baby is ugly enough to be a boy, and she won't live through the night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at God.
Look at God. She lives and she ain't hugging.
Hey, she sure is not. As y'all can see, ladies and gentlemen, they are not identical twins, but they act just alike. A lot of times people say that I'm built like Nina and act like Tina.
Hey. That's the truth.
Especially when I'm pregnant, I look just like Nina from behind. Oh, my goodness. But that's a good thing.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. So are y'all ladies enjoying yourselves?
Yes, I am. Thank you for the invite. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
I feel like a celebrity.
Do you?
Oh,
I feel like a celebrity. But wait until Tuesday when the day is actually here.
Oh, how old y'all going to be?
53 and
fabulous. 53.
I love their confidence, y'all. Most people won't share that age. I just love how confident y'all are about it. How do y'all feel about
honey,
being
well,
the big
we're
gonna
be, we're getting ready to be 53, but we looking 25, honey. We looking 25. Going to be 20. Going to be 53. Matter of fact, if you want to turn that 53 around and give us 35, we'll take it every day.
Okay.
I'm super excited about turning 53 because, you know, growing older is a privilege that's denied to a lot of people. And for the doctor
mm-hmm.
to say that you won't make it through the night. And I've actually been at
right.
death doors like 4 times. And I'm still
mm-hmm.
here. So it's a blessing. I'm telling you, it's I love it. I love God for it. I love the fact that
mm-hmm.
he has the first and the last say so.
Yes. Firm believer. I tell people all the time, when I was getting ready to turn 30, I wasn't afraid. I actually was excited. Most folks are like, oh, Lord, I'm turning 30. I'm getting old. No, baby. Some people didn't live to see this day. Some people didn't live to
exactly.
see 30, baby. You know, I look good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, inside and out. So send them on. Send me all them years. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
So what would y'all like to say to y'all's listeners?
Thanks for tuning in. And just continue to stay safe, wear your mask, and just be blessed.
Yes.
Right. Like Tina said, thank you all. Be blessed. Wear your mask and war eagle.
Now,
baby. Roll tide.
I know. Thank you.
Now, that's what we disagree at right there.
That's what we disagree.
Jesus. Did she say war eagle?
Yes,
war eagle. No, she didn't say nothing.
She didn't say nothing. I could have said no Tennessee.
She is a diehard Auburn fan, y'all.
Brittany, Nina wanna cut up. Don't let her
cut
up on your radio show, Brittany.
If she had a choice in living and the eagle living, she'd let the eagle live. That's how much she loved him.
I sure would. No animals should die unnecessary.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Wow, she is hilarious. Man, she just said that. Nene, I love you to death. That's all a disagreement.
I love y'all.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Do y'all know Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
She
like that.
Mm-hmm. She wants to say.
I don't know as a celebrity aspect or a singing aspect, but she all right with me.
Well, she wants to say happy birthday to y'all.
Okay, come on with it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Giving up
wow.
is not an option. Happy birthday.
All right.
All right.
Thank
then.
You, Virginia.
I made a move.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Like yes, yes. Oh, yeah, that's my girl, Jennifer Hudson. Nene, y'all kind of favorite. Okay, so I got another special guest before Nene returns back to work. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Hello, Cynthia. Mother, are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hi.
Okay, okay. Wait. Hold your applause. And may I just say that that was me singing and not Jennifer Hudson.
I knew it.
And then I heard that there was a virtual birthday party going on, and so here I am. The party can start now. Hey, girls.
Hey.
Well.
Well, Nene, don't sound like you're so excited.
Hey.
Oh,
I'm
cute.
Well, Nation, this okay. is my mom. She's bossy. She ain't say, hey, how you doing? Come here, tell us what to do.
Hey, how y'all doing? How your mama and them? Anyway, I just wanted to say happy birthday to my first friends, these little girls. Oh, these
Crap,
little
huh?
girls.
It's okay.
I love y'all.
We love you too. We love you
too. This is so sweet. Y'all, their mother died when they were four. Well, my mother was four and Nene and Tina was three. And my grandfather raised them by himself. And so they have been really, really close. And their older siblings lived in Michigan, or live in Michigan, and they lived here. Tina now lives there in Michigan, and again, me, mother, and Nene lives here, so they're very, very close, and very, very emotional, and they cried the drop of the hat. Their father's name was Albert Jackson, and boy, did we used to get cussed out by him, but he loved his girls, and he loved his grandchildren. So they're,
all right, y'all big
really
crybabies. Y'all are big crybabies.
I am.
Well, anyway.
Wow, that, now,
happy,
that is such
happy
a surprise.
Birthday. I know
was
I was working. I mean, because, hey, it's been Friday all day over here. And I said, oh, shucks, I need to call in real quick. So,
hey,
I love
mama,
you, girls.
Thank
you. We love you more.
We love you, too. Before you go, I wanted to say this is Funkadelic Friday. I got this thing. Actually, from my mother, because when I was a little girl, she'd be had to work at TJ's, hun, Renee, rest her soul, and we'd be going to little daycare, and we'd be listening to Funkadelic Friday in the backseat of my mother's Honda Accord.
What I tell you about putting my business in the street. I love y'all. I got to go back to work.
Love you, too.
Me, too. Love
you.
Thank you, baby.
Love you, Nene.
Love you, queen. Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye. Everybody tell Nene bye-bye. Tina's going to stay on the line with us.
Bye. Okay.
Love you. See you later.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Talk with you later.
Last night.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey.
Hey,
so we're going to take
get
a little break. I want you to do a little dance and a twirl on the floor because this is your first birthday party by yourself for about 30 minutes.
I've never died. Yeah.
again. Welcome to Funkadelic Friday. We are having a
Funkadelic
celebration.
Funkadelic Friday. Yes.
Woo! Yes, yes. So we have a caller on the line.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi there.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
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 Oh, this is Natasha. Hi, hi.
Hi there.
Hey.
This is who?
Natasha.
My sister Natasha.
Huh?
My sister Natasha.
Natasha Bradford. I'm doing well.
Hey,
hello,
sister.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for calling me.
How you?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, I want to wish the twins a happy birthday and wish
Thank
them many,
you.
Many more. It's a blessing
Thank
to
you.
Be here. Yes.
Yes.
I hope God
yes.
blesses
Thank
you
so
tremendously,
much.
Okay? Yes, you're welcome.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's my spiritual sister.
That's
so sweet. Yes. Nothing like God's love, is it?
Right.
Can
yes.
Yes. I'm so glad
yes,
you're here.
Here.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I am. You know, I woke up. I didn't see it at 1 p.m. CT and then 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, so I was up at 1. And I was like, okay, that's
uh-huh.
good. I got to lay around for a second, you know, and then, you know, call and be up. So I got about 4 hours of sleep, but I'm doing good. You know, I didn't want to miss this. I always miss it, you know, so I didn't
uh-huh.
want to miss this opportunity.
Wow. Mm. Thank you, sis. Thank you. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times people get the times confused. And so here in Alabama, people saw that it was 2 o'clock instead of 1. And so I changed it around where I put 1 p.m. first and then 2 p.m. So people here, cause again, people were missing it from this local. Before we move forward, I want to let TT know that the 2020 write-in candidate, Mr. Peter W. Sherrill, would like to say hello, happy Funkadelic Friday, and happy birthday to you and Sneeny.
Okay.
TT. Yes, yes, yes. But yes, sis, I'm so glad you were able to catch us, as well as wish my aunts a happy, happy birthday. Nothing like friends from afar. Thank you so much.
Yes, you were. I know they had me in tears because they was in tears. You know, I'll cry too. And it's like so much love. You can feel the love between them, and it's so special, you know, even as
wow.
sisters. Like, it's very mm-hmm. special to have that. So. Yes,
right.
I was glad to share that moment with y'all.
Wow.
Thank
you so much. You know, it's so funny you said that because you can feel the love. And I'm just going to do a little testifying here. Tina and I have not ever saw eye to eye, ever, right? It's just a little testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't. And I used to watch her get dressed from afar. And the enemy tried
mm-hmm.
to come in and thought he was going to win. And my inheritance, you know, in the word inheritance, you have her, you drop the R, you have he. And it's in her, it's in
mm-hmm.
he, it's in we, it's in us. And so for such a time as this, it all had to happen because what the devil meant for bad, God always makes good. And
mm-hmm.
I can't say that I was mad at her or hurt about anything that happened, but my heart hurt for what the enemy was trying to do, because I'm just like her,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
You are forced to be reckoned with, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? And so with that being
yeah,
said, we
yeah.
come back to get our inheritance. I used to watch her get dressed, you know, listen to T.D. Jakes and Juanita Bottom, and then I would see her with a radio on her shoulder, and she'd be like, it's just a fad to see.
No,
hey,
I'm going to say that like that.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
You know? So, I mean,
you
the devil don't like
that. You just had to tell that, didn't you? You just
oh,
had to tell that part, didn't you?
Sorry. You
know, but I'm so glad you was able to feel that. But I'm going to chat with you in a little bit, sister. We love you so very much. We have other calls that want to call in, so we're going to chat in a little bit. But thank you so very much from afar.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Of course, you're
we
welcome.
Yes. Hello, Paula, are you there? Hello, Paula.
Yes. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
This is Aura.
Hey.
Okay, twins.
Hey, well, happy birthday to us. Yes, thank you.
Yes, y'all have a blessed one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Titi, how you feel?
I feel good. The energy is strong. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it, too.
I'm having a wonderful time. Thank you once again. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You have to join me a whole lot more. Hint, hint.
Yes, I am.
Yes, so yes. Tell us a little bit about you and me. I mean, Nene important, Mama's important, we are all, but so just tell everybody about me and your, you know, our little bond.
Yeah, we do have a bond. Like you said, that we're so much alike. And when you were a little girl, and I would be getting ready to go to the club, and I didn't understand it at the time. I would be listening to Pop Just by Nita Bynum, listening to T.D. Jakes, listening to Cleflo Dollar, but getting ready to go to the club. And I go to the club, come home, and listen to them. That's because I wasn't the same. That's because of the anointing that rests on my life. So even when I was in the club and in the world, that calling that's on my life now, it was on my life then. And that same calling is on your life. And that was our bond, because you sat on my bed, watched me put on my makeup. And then the next thing I know, you're a young lady getting ready to go out. You're putting on your makeup. You're dressing up. And that is our bond. And, you know, when anything goes wrong, we call each other. We touch and agree in prayer. And I just, I love that.
Right. Me too.
I love that.
We're FaceTime.
Yep, we do. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning. At 3 o'clock in the morning, we on the phone together. Like.
Yes, and it's like God to give us the same revelation. You know.
Yes, He does.
The same revelation.
Yep, He does.
And speaking of the call on your life and on my life, you know. Also, you guys know that I was promoted to the program director for the new Urban Flavor Gospel Radio Network that will be launched on August the 2nd, 2020. God is so good. So will Tina. She will have her own radio show on Monday. She will launch Monday, August 3rd, 2020, and her show will be called The Honeybee Hippie. So you can catch her, The Honeybee Hippie.
Yay! Yep.
So,
Honeybee
so
Hippie, a place where everything is sweet. Everything is sweet, even when life is bitter.
Yeah, see, I love that. Honeybee Hippie, where everything is sweet. Come on, man. Even when life is bitter.
Yep, because, you know, we all, especially as women, we all stand in a bitter place sometimes. But
yes,
we can come up out of that. And this is a platform to encourage women of all color that if I can make it, what I've gone through, you can make it as well. So we want to encourage each other and empower each other to take the next step, to dream bigger, reach for higher heights. And just know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes, yes, that's right, TT. Yes, I'm so proud of you, girl. I'm over here about to cry.
Yep, I am. I'm super excited. I'm super excited about that. And so, you know, my first guest will be Dr. CC Brown, and we're going to talk about health and wealth. So save the date and tune in.
Yes, yes, tune in. We will soon be promoting and things of that nature. I'm just so excited, you know, to share God's platform with my auntie. And, you know, I just got the revelation just dropped on me you know, they'll get you the first of the week and me at the end. Hey!
Hey!
And Friday, because right now I'm on the WPGR network, a radio network, a ladies radio network, and I want to give a shout out to the fabulous Mr. Abraham Amir, the owner.
Yes.
You know, I thank God for his heart, you know, because he is giving people a chance to be themselves, you know, where you go from overlooked to overbooked. And, you know, it's such an honor to serve a servant, you know, and I tell people all the time, I'm very, very humble, and I love helping support one's vision or anybody, you know, for that matter. A lot of times people don't get us because God got us. People can't see God because they're too busy looking at us. And that's why I say all the time, my inheritance is where it's a pleasure to serve than be served. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the energy out of you. TT, a lot of times people are like, are you real? I'm like, as they come, yes. Yes,
as
I
they
am.
Come,
you know,
exactly.
I'm happy. And for you to say where you can be sweet or something about sweet and being bitter, you know, the fact that it's another woman, not just thinking about women of color, but all women of color, you know, black, white, orange, green, Mexican, whatever the situation may be during this pandemic, this situation, period, you know, you're not just thinking about African-American women. You're thinking about all women, and you don't want them to
yes.
be bitter. You want them to be better, you know. And
amen.
I'm so excited, and, you know, health and wealth is so important. If we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of nobody else at all.
Anybody else. That's so true. That is so, so true.
I'm so excited. And like I said, my inheritance, it will go over to the Gospel Radio Network. Now, I'm telling y'all, this is the newest and hottest international radio station, gospel radio station ever in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling y'all, Pub Daddy, everybody coming. You know what I'm saying? Speak so
hey,
as though they were.
You got to call those things that are not as though they are.
Yes, yes. So with my inheritance, it'll still be kind of like the same thing, but the name is going to change a little bit. It will be My Inheritance Presents the Matriarch of the Nation. You know, God had given me that.
I love that.
Thank you, TT. It was all God. God had given it to me and instructed for me to, you know, announce it with another lady who failed to move forward. Bless her heart. And so God said, I gave you that now. You know, you are a matriarch of the nation. Now you need to show my women how to be women of integrity, how to be prepared to be a wife before their husband actually finds them, how to be able to say no, how to be able to love me in spite of, how to, you know, just being a woman of integrity, being who I have called you to be, meaning who God has called them to be, you know, because I just gained my voice at the age of 28. When did you gain your voice, TT? Or have you always had a voice, though?
At the age of 12, I struggled to speak, and my father made me the secretary of Sunday school. He said this will teach you to speak in front of people and not be shy. So my father
wow.
was the first one that put me on the platform and prepared me for this. Because, you know, parents, wow. they can see in us what we can't see in ourselves. So he saw
yes.
that in me, and he taught me the importance of prayer. So at the age of 12,
wow.
I was put on the platform.
Yes, like when Shirley Caesar accepted Christ and called the Holy Spirit at the age of 12.
Right.
Wow. Yes. So did you enjoy doing that, you know, that you can remember?
At first, I didn't because I was so shy. Nope, I didn't. But later mm-hmm. on, yes, I did. And I'm grateful for that. Because of that, I can do what I do now.
Right, right. That takes me back. I can remember my mama saying, I don't know if you was there or not when I was born, how my great-grandmother, which was your grandmother, she had said that I had a
yes.
smooth tongue.
She prophesied over you. Yes, yes.
What did she say? Like, what was her actual word?
She said you had a smooth tongue and you were going to speak and many people would listen to you.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that is coming to pass right now.
It is. It really is, TT. It's all God. we're making it happen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes it's one, two, three people in the family, and that's what the enemy didn't want to see happen. You know, we come back to get our inheritance for Albert and Cornelia. You know, it was so sweet when Mama jumped on the line and automatically, I don't know where she got that bossy from. Because I'm not bossy. She come in and take over the show.
And you know what? And I don't, you know, she always took care of me and Nina. She always took care of the household because, you know, at a young age, we mm-hmm. didn't have a mother in the house, and she was the oldest.
Right.
So it's just, you know, something she took on to try to mm-hmm. make sure me and Nina were okay, I say.
Right, right. And tell us what this, your little boy, well, he's not a little boy, he's a grown man. But he'll always be a little boy to us. What does he call Mama?
He calls her Nana. He calls her Nana because
yeah.
when I was pregnant, I was crying. I was like, oh, my God, my mom is not here. She won't get to see him, and he won't have a granny on my side. And she said, he can call me Nana. I'll be his granny. So he's never called her aunt or Kiki. She's always been Nana to him.
Yes. And like, it's so hard to believe that he is grown, and he is just the most well-respected little boy. Not little boy, sorry,
thank
little
you.
Dog. But yes, you're more than welcome. You did a great job. You know, you did. He is the perfect child. Like, I kid you guys not. Y'all going to hear about him. You know, y'all know T.D. Jakes. Y'all going to meet Donald Partee the second. But he is the sweetest, most handsome young man, and it's hard to believe that he is an adult. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all would think like, well, they said Tina had a little boy. Where he at? And then he standing right next to me because he's a grown man. But yeah, she did.
He
a good
still has
job.
That baby face. He still has
yes.
that baby face. Though.
Him and Carson, they resemble. They look like they have the same mother and father, but actually, they look like Nina. You know,
they
what
do.
They did when
yes.
they were little bitty. Yes. So I'm just so glad. I'm so honored to, you know, be on today and help you guys celebrate y'all's birthday, you know, even though it is Tuesday. But I couldn't imagine, you know, my birthday during the pandemic, which I really don't do anything, but I know how y'all are when it comes to y'all's birthday. It's like a big celebration, a big old celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were supposed to have a family reunion around this time. So what other way would be good to celebrate y'all's birthday? This could bless people mentally, physically, emotionally, visually, spiritually, and financially, you know, because of the social distancing. You know, people can't get out. People having to wear these masks, you know. So who knows what you guys may have been dealing with or somebody else. So I'm so happy, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show. If you could make one more wish, what would it be?
For the COVID-19 to leave.
Okay.
For health for the whole world, for harmony,
mm-hmm.
peace for the whole world.
Wow.
That would be my wish. That would be my wish.
Me too, TT. You know,
because I'm not a selfish person. I want to see everybody with health and wealth. I want to see everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes. Yes. Suddenly. I tell people all the time, when I hear COVID-19, I think about Covenant 2020, like in the Bible, Covenant. So,
Covenant.
Y'all say COVID, we say Covenant. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we are.
Needs to go on a T-shirt. That needs to go on one of your T-shirts.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what it is. Before we go, we have one more special guest. Are you ready, TT?
Yes.
Okay, special guest, are you there?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing, TT? This is Abraham. I just wanted to call
hey.
In and I just wanted to say, hey, how are you? How are you doing today?
I am blessed. Thank you so
you
much.
You are blessed. I am so happy to hear that. I am so excited about your future. And what God is going to do for you, I am so blessed to have the opportunity to be able to share this moment in time in your life and to be able to share your blessings with you. And I'm excited. I'm so very excited. I want to wish you and your sister a very happy birthday. I got kind of choked up a little bit. You guys got all emotional during the show. But that just shows you the caliber of people that you're dealing with. And you could just tell that you guys are very passionate about life and about each other. And that's definitely the type of people that I want to be associated with. So I thank God for the blessing of you today. And like I say, I'm just looking forward to a great future and many, many weeks of many, many great shows with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Abraham, Father Abraham, thank you so much. That is so sweet of you.
No problem. How could I not call in?
Exactly.
And then she got,
you know what? I wanted you to call in. I was wondering, I was like, I wonder, will Abraham say anything? And you did.
Of course. I tell people all of the time, please forgive me for my busy schedules, but there is times that you have to make time for the people that you care about and the people that are in your circle. And today is definitely one of those days. So I stopped what I was doing to make sure that I was a part of celebrating you and celebrating your birthday. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Blessings to you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you and everybody else that took the time out of their busy schedules to tune in and say happy birthday or just to listen to the show.
Yeah.
All right.
What were you saying about Usher, Father Abraham?
I was saying she got big celebrity guests today. Usher singing happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Hudson singing happy birthday. So I'm going to need you guys to make sure that I get that kind of love on my birthday. I'm going to let you guys put my birthday party together because, Brittany, you got some love. Brittany got some love. She put a party together.
Wow, it's all God. I ain't nobody, but I am somebody. You can call me DJ Brittany. Hey. Yes, it's all God. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I want to say this. That's my TT, Mr. Abraham.
Okay,
Father
your
Abraham.
TT. Well, you're going to have to share. I'm sorry. You're going to have to share. She's our TT now.
I'm shareable. She'll
she
share.
She's our TT now. So, yeah, I'm going to need you to share, Brittany.
Where did Brittany go? Brittany! Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Well,
I can hear you now. You left for a minute. Where did you go?
Oh, I have no idea, but the devil is a funky lie. Lord God.
Look,
Jesus.
What was
I can
y'all
hear y'all
say?
I don't know what happened, but I was here. I was here. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you guys have enjoyed your day. I thank y'all so much for helping me honor and celebrate Nina and Tina, Abba Jackson's little girls and twins. Titi, until next time, we want to wish you and Nina Jackson a very, very happy birthday. Y'all put y'all feet up.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I love y'all. Y'all just take care. Until next time. Mwah. We'll be right back.
Thank you.